At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
You are definitely living in the hindsight world today, Paul.
Most interactive sports talk show in Houston, as the NFL is in the midst of the tampering window of free agency, and it's been a very busy last 24 hours for the Houston Texans. Today, they somehow traded Kenyon Green for safety C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who had six interceptions last year and six interceptions in 2022. The guy hits people, and on top of that, he talks a lot of trash. The Texans are going to have an unhinged secondary. Derek Stingley's the only chill one. Jalen Petrie lights people up. Kamari Lassiter is a dog. We've seen Kalen Bullock go after some people. Will Anderson's hit people late. Mario Edwards has been busted for PED. Wait, hang on. Nope. Substances of abuse. Danico Autry was popped for PEDs. You've also got, on top of that, Danielle Hunter and his big-ass biceps. He could crush a man's skull with those if he wanted to. They're so vascular.
Aziz Al-Shaair basically had to be treated like Hannibal Lecter in Jacksonville. they basically had to strap him to a board and wheel him out off the court.
Burying the lead, right.
Yeah.
So, listen, the Texans are going to swarm this year.
Oh, my God. For as much as we talk about the offense and, you know, the receiver help that they need, the offensive line help that they need. I mean, they need a lot of offensive line help. This defense is going to be so much fun to watch.
Yeah, they're going to kill people.
This defense, I have nothing of like, well, maybe they could use another linebacker, maybe like a rotational guy. Maybe they could use another D tackle, maybe, kind of, but they kind of made those moves today. So really, it's like this defense, I'm like, hell yeah, let's start the season tomorrow.
They traded someone who's hopeless in Kenyon Green for a guy who had six picks last year, who also is good at tackling people. I mean, this, of all the moves Nick Caserio's done, is the biggest dub. And look, the Eagles, they've done some wonders with offensive linemen, so perhaps Kenyon Green isn't a lost cause there, but he was here. And he definitely needed a fresh start, I think. Yeah. So we'll see what he does in Philadelphia. But that's the big move that happened today. There were some other moves as well. Texans have been rather busy. We'll get back into talking about Laremy Tunsil in a little bit. But Mario Edwards is back. Derek Barnett, Dari Agumbawale, Kurt Heinisch back. Tremont Smith, a special teamer's back. Sheldon Rankins, who was here a couple of years ago, also back. Daryl Taylor, a defensive lineman they brought in. They also brought in a couple of white wide receivers. White receivers. Justin Watson from the Chiefs. You might remember him from dropping that easy touchdown pass against the Texans in the December game. And Braxton Berrios, who is the boyfriend of Alex Earl, who is TikTok's It Girl. So there you go. Hey, Chiefs. You got Taylor Swift. We have Alex Earl.
Yeah. There we go.
Who wins? I think that Alex Earl is the more strong and powerful independent woman.
Yes. Yes. It would help if Braxton Berrios was more of a factor as a receiver.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think he's a lock to make the roster.
No. 1,300 receiving yards? Oh, okay. In 6 years of being a pro?
Yeah, not that much.
It's like 200 per season.
Not that much. Yeah, I don't know if he's going to become Wes Welker here. Would be cool if he did. But
I would love it if he did. But
I
have my doubts.
I do as well. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, by the way, on social, and by they also signed Lakin Tomlinson, a guard, after moving on from, of course, Shaq Mason, trading Laramie Tunsil. C.J. Gardner-Johnson was on, I guess, his live stream, and he said, "Houston, we have a problem," to celebrate now being a part of the Houston Texans. Why do we got to do that all the time? Why do we got to do that? Can we?
At least he's trying to, like, you know, use a turn of phrase. Like, it's not like something bad happened. It's like, no, he's a problem. Like, Houston, you just got a problem. But also, Houston, we have a problem. It's pretty played out.
So played out.
But hey, he's only been a Texan for what, like 4 hours now?
Yeah, that's true.
I'll cut him a little bit of
slack. I'll cut him some slack.
But not a great first impression. The great first impression was me remembering all the insane things that he's said to other football players. That's my first impression of C.J. Gardner-Johnson. I'll be honest. When they traded for, my first thought was like, oh my god, they got this guy, like this attitude on their team. Never mind, like, oh, what position is he gonna play? Oh, I guess he's replacing Jimmy Ward. I don't really care. He's gonna bring an edge to this team.
And I like the edge that they already have. And it's funny because Lakin Tomlinson, who posted this after getting signed, God is good. It's very funny that the Texans have a bunch of God-fearing Christians who talk about the Lord a lot. C.J. Stroud. D'Amico Ryans all of a sudden. I mean, both of these guys open up their press conferences thanking the man upstairs. Will Anderson, among others. So like, there's definitely a biblical element with the Houston Texans. And then on the other side of things, all those persona non grata on the defensive side of things.
Yeah, they have just psychos, football psychos.
People think they're one of the dirtiest teams in the league. They really do. A part of that's all Azeez Al-Shaair. It's all Azeez Al-Shaair. But then, yeah, there are some other things going on in that Texans-Chiefs game that some people here bitched about that maybe did not complain about it elsewhere. You know, other fan bases weren't really seeing it that way. Jacksonville certainly wasn't. Jacksonville hates this place.
Yeah, no, I like this. I like this. Because part of it is because I don't think they actually are the dirtiest team in the league, but I do like that they have the reputation of the dirtiest team in the league. That just shows me that directionally they're going the right way in being a tough physical team, especially on defense.
Yes.
Actually, they're a tough physical defense. Their offense is not that tough or physical. But they're a tough physical defense. And that just, hey, you're going to hurt some feelings. Hey, you're going to hit some sliding quarterbacks.
Yeah.
You're going to punch a running back who's just standing on the sideline. All right.
Yeah.
That's just going to happen sometimes. You gotta break some eggs to make an omelet.
And eggs are expensive these days.
People don't
like it when you break their eggs.
No, that is also true. That expression harkens back to a day when people could just break eggs to make omelets.
Sean Mapes behind the glass. I'm Paul Gallant. The reaction to Laramie Tunsil's trade is pretty interesting from inside the locker room. Per Aaron Wilson, it surprised and disappointed some Texans players. He was well-respected in the locker room. Titus Howard said, "I'm sick right now," crying emoji. You saw Joe Mixon say, "Hell nah," under the post. I'm sure there's a lot of other offensive players and teammates who are looking at this and are wondering, all right, well, damn, we made it to the second round of the playoffs. Was it really all that bad? On the offensive line, yeah, it was. It was. They needed a purge. They just need to replace the purge. Now, that's where I'm a little skeptical. What's happening right now? I have no problem with it. I just have a problem with what you do to fix this, what you do to replace all these guys. That's not going to be easy. That's going to take time. That might not be doable in one offseason. We've seen teams do it in one offseason, but you made it more difficult by making this Laramie Tunsil trade happen. And I'm wondering who else is next, because we did a segment last week where, impromptu, I thought to myself, hey, of the prominent athletes in Houston sports, you have to move on from one guy on each major Houston professional sports team. Who would you move on from? Astros, I said Fromber. Rockets, I said Jalen Green. And the Texans, I said Laremy Tunsil. I didn't think they would actually move on from Laremy Tunsil, though. I didn't think it would happen. But I wonder who would be next. And I've seen this name circling around. And honestly, you know, Tunsil is a good player who just seemed a tad too aloof at times. He will be missed. Titus Howard's bothered me because of the same kind of thought where, at least until halfway through the year, it seemed like he was in denial about how poorly the offensive line was playing. And he had that moment where he strip-sacked C.J. Stroud against the Lions, which was, goodness gracious, such an awful moment.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, it only came to me just now. But the next guy on the list, if they're going to go full Lufthansa heist cleanup from Goodfellas, is Dalton Schultz. Dalton Schultz stunk last year. You need to have a better tight end. You need to have a guy who wants to block a little bit more. You need to have a guy who's more reliable with his hands. And look, this guy does a job that's pretty similar to the people they're getting moved on from. Shaq Mason, Kenyon Green, Laremy Tunsil. It's their job to block. It is sometimes Dalton Schultz's job to block. Also, it's his job to be a consistent target, and his hands were not great this past season. So I'm wondering about that side of things for the Texans. About who could potentially be next on the chopping block. They might be done, but everyone in that locker room, I hope at the very least hears the message that has been said without saying anything. It's all actions. What the Texans are expecting of their guys this coming season. Will they actually have the balls, chutzpah, drive, care to answer the call? They need to if they want to take a step further this year than they did last year. 713-780-3776 to call in, text in on the Paul Gallant Show, the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. On YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. Now that Laremy Tunsil's gone, what are the potential replacements for him? We'll also keep you posted on all things going on in NFL free agency on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Stay put.
The Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text, and on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. Laremy Tunsil traded to the Washington Commanders yesterday. So who steps in? Because there's no one there. Titus Howard's played left guard before. He was a left tackle for four games in 2021 for the Texans, but that was during the dark times. Blake Fisher, their right tackle at the end of last year, who certainly has some growing pains, played right tackle primarily in college. I imagine there's a pretty good chance that Titus Howard's going to get moved to left tackle. They are paying him like one. If Laken Tomlinson, the guy that they signed today, is going to play left guard. So then it becomes, what do you do at center and what do you do at right guard? But you're asking a lot of this unit, given that you just moved on from the best player, even if he perhaps didn't have the attitude or desire that you wanted, even if he wasn't exactly the kind of leader that you wanted others on the team to follow, the guy's still a damn good player in Laremy Tunsil. So those are two internal options. There's some guys who are free agents right now. I'm not going to act like I know a whole lot about some of these guys. I do know that Tyron Smith, former Cowboys left tackle, is a two-time first-team All-Pro. Cam Robinson, also available, played for the Vikings down the stretch last year. Jedrick Wills, Joseph Noteboom, Trent Brown. I'm sure Trent Williams is probably available, but he's like 100 years old.
Yeah, that'd be another stopgap. That's kind of how I feel about Tomlinson being 33 years old on the deal he's on. He feels a little one-year stopgappy where he's not going to be the 2026 solution at guard. And I worry the same thing with Trent Williams too. And how much, because you're probably going to have to give up a little bit to get him. It's not going to be a straight dump, you'd think, from the Niners, right?
I wouldn't think so. You're probably right. Now, maybe they look at his contract and he's about to get cut, so that sweetens things and it leads to, you know, a seventh round pick or something like that.
Like how they got Mixon last year.
Right, exactly, where you hear the cut's going to happen. And we'll see what happens with Cooper Kupp. I know some people have asked online, hey, are the Texans going to be sniffing around there? I would wait. I mean, you have traded several of your late round draft picks right now, so you might not have the crap draft capital to make it happen.
Yeah, you already traded your seventh to get Christian Kirk.
Right.
I guess there's another guy who news comes out he's going to get cut, and then actually the Texans traded for him, which I think is a perfectly fine strategy of just, hey, instead of having to sign him, what if we just trade a guy who probably won't make the roster anyway to go get him?
The current Texans picks that they have, 25th overall, first rounder.
Offensive line.
58th overall, second rounder.
Offensive line.
Third round, pick number 75, which they got from the Commanders.
Best player available.
Third round, pick number 89.
Offensive line.
Round 5, pick 167. I'd say offensive line.
Offensive line.
Round 7, pick 243. So we're talking, that's probably close to the last pick of the draft.
Yeah, that's pretty late.
They freed up some cap space. That's neato. That's splendid. That's wonderful. But I think that you're getting close to the point of, if you have to make a trade, it's not happening now. It's if someone gets cut, you're waiting it out. I know Nick Caserio is sometimes impatient and he says, like, you know what, screw it.
Trade next year's seventh.
Yeah. But I think that they're probably done making trades. We shall see.
Yeah, unless they're going to make either a trade back.
In the draft.
Yeah.
Or, which I could see happening.
Or a, yeah, no, because I don't really think there's anybody available to say, hey, like the Stephon Diggs thing last year, which, see how that worked out. But where it's a second round pick so it was a second round pick for a veteran to swoop in and get him. Where it's a little bit more expensive than what we're thinking with it, what they did with Mixon and Kirk, or what we're thinking they could do maybe with Trent Williams if he became available. Probably not going to do a second or third round pick for like a dude, just because I don't know if those guys are available.
Yeah,
like especially on offensive line, where I feel like if you have a good offensive lineman, you're trying to keep them for the most part,
for sure. And the veterans who are available, they're usually available for some sort of reason. What reason? I don't know.
Yeah.
Speaking of available veterans, did you hear about this? Spring break for a lot of people right now.
I heard about that.
There's an available veteran if you're in Cancun specifically.
Nice.
You know who I'm talking about? I'm not talking about a football player. I'm talking about a different kind of player. I'm talking about arguably the most available athlete in the world right now. I am, of course, talking about the ever-available Bonnie Blue OnlyFans star who is in Cancun and has vowed to have the relations with every small wee-weed college bro. That's a quote. In sight. Spring break has kicked off for thousands of college students with controversial OnlyFans model Bonnie Blue joining partygoers in Cancun.
Controversial? What'd she do?
I think she's just being a strong, powerful...
Yeah.
Independent
She's
woman.
She's the Evel Knievel of OnlyFans.
Really is?
She's a stunt woman.
At this point, right. And I mean, you know, Lily Phillips, she's at the senior homes. That's her big competitor. That's the magic bird of OnlyFans.
Yeah. The Kobayashi chestnut of the generation.
Except for in this situation, both of these ladies are white. Hey, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, you know. So she took to social media Instead, she's going to be there to take, quote, so many virginities, end quote. And now she's going to have fun with college students. She plans to live stream some of her encounters, in particular with those who are barely legal. Interesting. I've already seen a couple of pictures where she is posing and not wearing much.
No, no, she's not.
And I'm not just talking like bikini photos here.
Okay.
I mean, she's out there living her best life. Out there living her best life. There's a hype video and everything. So if you're in Cancun and you're looking for a free agent, veteran, OnlyFans star, there's someone there for you, you know? To each their own. To each their own.
That's got to be fun for the college kids out there, you know?
Yeah. Very fun.
There's so many different games I could think of where, and the loser has to, or the winner, depending on how you view it. Maybe first and last place, you go hang out with Bonnie Bloom. Our drinking game that we're having, or whatever we're doing, first or last place. Hey.
If you're a Houston Texans player, though,
don't go to Cancun.
Don't go to Cancun. That's not Texans worthy. And if you want to be drafted by the Houston Texans, do not be spotted in Cancun.
I will say she's doing a lot of negging of these people where it's every small weenied virgin I could find.
Yeah.
Okay.
Equal opportunity. Can't say that word.
Yeah.
But hey.
I don't know what words you can't say.
Banger?
Yeah. Floozy?
No, she's just very accepting. She's very accepting. She accepts everything.
Yeah, not just her arms are wide open.
And on that note, Paul Gallant Show, that's Sean Babes behind the glass. I'm Paul Gallant. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. On YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. Greg Todd asks, Paul, are you going to see the new Snow White movie? No. I would rather, and I will never do this, by the way, but I'd rather pay for a subscription than watch that Snow White movie. I have zero desire to watch any live action Disney remake. I think it is a sin that they continue to do this stuff.
Snow White or Bonnie Blue?
Very obvious answer to that.
Okay.
Which
one are you buying a ticket
for? I listen to Bonnie Blue on a podcast. I think she's actually funny. She's a funny person. Like, she is actually cracking some funny one-liners. Like, this Snow White girl who stepped in and just strikes me as the absolute epitome of everything that's wrong with Gen Z and Hollywood, just molded into one person. I don't care if she's a strong, powerful, independent woman. She's a little too arrogant about being a strong, independent woman. To the point where she's like, this movie's kind of stupid, and Snow White, I hate it. Like, yeah, you're right, but like, F off, lady. Anyway, up next, the 10-minute drill. The Indianapolis Colts are back! Why? You'll find out on the other side. Paul Gallant Show on ESPN Houston, the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Stay put.
We're ready for some football, baby.
Set! Hush!
Tackling the biggest news in the NFL.
This just in.
With Paul Gallant. The 10-minute drill starts now.
Football time. We're going to have to talk about some of the sights and sounds from Houston Rodeo over the weekend that I guess I missed. We'll get to that in a moment. All-time mini headline that I just saw. And this had nothing to do with the brawl that took place at the Houston Rodeo. No, this was something else. We'll get to that at 1:45 before we continue our countdown to Astros opening day. The Colts are back. They are back to signing veteran quarterbacks that aren't that good. Daniel Jones, come on down. 1 year, $14 million. He leaves the Giants after they dumped his ass. He leaves the Vikings, who did not bring him back, and will now compete with Anthony Richardson for the Colts starting QB job this year. Chris Ballard just loves those veterans, doesn't he? He loves veteran quarterbacks, whether it's Phillip Rivers or Matt Ryan or Carson Wentz or all of those other veterans that the Colts have brought in. They can't help it. This time in Daniel Jones, who, by the way, is 4-0 against the AFC South in his career from the 2022 season. The Texans stunk. But he has a total QBR of 81 in those games, the highest by any quarterback with multiple starts against the AFC South in the past five seasons. That's just such a random, specific stat to find. His QBR with more than two starts against the AFC South at 81 is better than Patrick Mahomes, 79, and Josh Allen, who's 70. Texas probably brought him down a ways after the.
I was going to say both those guys didn't play.
Not very well against the Texans.
Yeah,
that's
Mahomes
true.
Played better. But yeah, neither of them played super well against the Texans. So, yeah, okay. AFC South killer, Daniel Jones.
By the way, Anthony Richardson, how's he handling it? Report. Tom Pelissero says through his agent, Derek Jackson, that Anthony Richardson is healthy and has no plans to seek a trade.
Wow.
Cool, man.
Not running from the grind.
Not running from
the quarterback competition of Daniel Jones.
But third downs against AFC South rivals. I'm tired, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll happen. But, you know, Daniel Jones, I got this. I don't know. But this is a very funny quarterback competition because I think Anthony Richardson should win it. But also, what Anthony Richardson struggles with, completing passes.
Big deal.
It is a big deal. But, like, the other stuff he does, like, even, like, big plays, he does those well. It's just the layups. He just can't quite make the layups. And that's tough. And I imagine that hurts you in a quarterback competition in practice where one guy is making all the safe throws and making them, and the other guy is throwing interceptions and can't make the safe throws.
Right, exactly. Oof.
But can make the big ones.
It's going to be fun in Indianapolis, and somehow Chris Ballard survives it all.
I mean, how do you fire a guy who's going to has this as his master plan to bring the Colts back to relevance?
It's crazy.
Daniel Jones, boom.
The Vikings have been very active. They signed defensive lineman Jonathan Allen to a three-year, $60 million deal. They also signed Will Fries, a former Colts offensive lineman, and Ryan Kelly, another former Colts offensive lineman. So, all in with a new offensive line for J.J. McCarthy, and they're adding to the pass rush side of things as well. Clearly, they do not believe that their 14-3 mark this past season was flukish. Personally, I do. The defense was awesome in the first half of the year. Seemed to not be that same level of defense down the stretch.
Yeah, and Sam Darnold played super well and then didn't.
Stopped against good teams.
And now you're starting to go. Now you have a rookie quarterback or, you know, a guy who's going to make his first career start week one for you guys and J.J. McCarthy. So it's not exactly just, all right, show rolls on. It is going to be different. And I mean, they went 14-3 last year.
But
you know what? I think they're going to take a step back, Paul. I don't think they're going to repeat that.
Right. 0-2 against the Eagles, 0-2 against the Lions.
The New York Knicks of the NFL.
Ooh. Although, I mean, the Knicks were never that good in the regular season.
No.
They're like the five seed.
But they do stink against everyone. Everyone that's good.
That's true. More moves potentially happening. The Eagles will cut cornerback Darius Slay. And the Rams will cut Cooper Kupp this week. If you're just tuning in on the Texan side of things, in addition to trading Laremy Tunsil away yesterday, they traded Kenyon Green and actually got something in return. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, a safety who last year for the Eagles had six interceptions. So they trade Kenyon Green in a 26th fifth-round pick to Philly for Gardner-Johnson and a 26th sixth-round pick. I can't believe that they used Kenyon Green to get anything. I really can't.
I was thinking, like, this isn't like the NBA where you need to, like, balance
match
out
contracts.
balance the contract. So Philadelphia at one point made the decision of, no, we want Kenyon Green, which is very interesting to think that, I mean, a team with an awesome offensive line and an awesome offensive line coach, they see something in Kenyon Green.
I don't know what.
I have no problem with it. I mean, sure, they might be able to work miracles, and he's a good offensive lineman. But if you're the Texans, like, you know that's not happening here.
Exactly.
They have Jeff Stoutland. You don't. So might as well trade him.
More moves by the Texans. They signed former Seahawks second-round pick Darrell Taylor to a one-year deal. He was a Bear last year. Good situational pass rusher. Sheldon Rankins, who was here with the team a couple of years ago, is back for 1 year and $7 million at defensive tackle, as is Mario Edwards. Derek Barnett also back, along with Tremont Smith, Dario Ogunbowale, Kurt Heinisch, a special teams player, third down back, and defensive tackle, respectively. They lost Eric Murray to the Jaguars for 3 years and $22.5 million. Already cut Shaq Mason, and I don't believe I said Laken Tomlinson is in the fold as your left guard. He played for, I think, the Jets, also the Chargers the last couple of years. And they signed a couple of white wide receivers, Justin Watson and Braxton Berrios. Paul, I thought you don't see color. Well, in this situation, for a position that, you know, is just seeing fewer and fewer. Like, you see more white samurai than you see white wide receivers.
Oh, yeah.
These days.
Shogun?
The Last Samurai? Yeah. Tokyo Vice? Although, there's no samurai. That's the best one of the three, by the way. This, I guess, is NFL news. Anyone see this? Hear about this? Odell Beckham Jr., former Miami Dolphin wide receiver, former wide receiver of many teams. Did you know that Odell Beckham Jr. is a part of a pending lawsuit against Diddy, alleging sexual assault? He has denied these allegations on Twitter made by Ashley Parham against multiple defendants, including Drewski, who I do not understand why Drewski is Drewski. Is he a rapper? Is he just a YouTube streamer?
Instagram comedian. Like,
gotcha.
He makes, like, social media skits and stuff.
Oh, skit guy. Okay. Beckham, I have been informed of the allegations about me in a suit. I really can't believe that my name is mentioned in that matter. There's absolutely no truth to those allegations. I do not know and have never met the person that filed the suit. I was not anywhere near Orinda, California at the time. In fact, I don't think I've ever been to Orinda, California. I've never done anything like that, and I would never do anything like that to anyone. I'm confident that these ridiculous claims against me will be dismissed. Lots of names thrown around in this lawsuit that make me kind of uncomfortable revealing some of the details.
It's also like, it's all from like Dov Kleiman. Like, I haven't found like an actual news outlet that's reported on this. Like, I haven't seen even like the New York Post post this. So it is, and in the document it says like defendant Drewski, where it's like normally they would say his real name.
Actual name, yeah.
Like, his mom didn't name him Drewski, so I don't know. This is weird.
Yeah, because Drewski's defense actually seemed plausible. Like, Drewski wasn't a thing.
No, he got famous, like, during the pandemic.
Right, right. I had never heard of Drewski until, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you're right. I'm not sure that I buy this. But we'll see what happens. So there you go, guys. 10-minute drill. Everything that happened in the NFL of late. Up next, something happened at the Houston Rodeo that blows my mind. We will talk about that, and if you would ever be willing to do what this man did at the rodeo. We've also got our countdown to Astros opening day. Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Stay there.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
So for those who don't know, I have been at many rodeo events over the last couple of weeks. And yesterday was the first day in a very long time that I didn't even go. I might not go today. People are trying to peer pressure me to go today. I think I need one more day off, perhaps two. But on Saturday, at some point, and this was for Bailey Zimmerman Day, right? Was Bailey Zimmerman Saturday?
Yes. Yeah, we looked it up during one of the breaks because you said he took off a shirt. And
yeah, and I was like, there's not a lot going on. I got more there, and I don't feel that comfortable taking off my shirt in front of, I don't know, a stadium of 50,000 plus. So I just saw a video. This is from the Carnival Fairgrounds where a man walks by a horse, a police horse, by the way.
Oh, okay.
And just punches it in the side of the head.
Like in Blazing Saddles?
And the horse doesn't fall down, but he walks away. A cop follows him. And he gets tackled by said cop into the ground. And you know, hip drop tackle, perhaps.
Oh, okay. The league office is going to take a look at that part.
Yeah, I think so.
Might get a fine in the mail.
And then the horses that were all marching together start getting nervous.
Yeah, because one of them just got punched in the face.
Yeah.
They didn't think that that would happen when they woke up this morning.
He really thought he was going to be able to walk away. Too. Like, there wasn't a lot of urgency walking away from punching the horse. The more that I look at it. So does this happen a lot? Does the carnival get this crazy? Does it get this messy? I also saw another video and it was just like straight up a bunch of dudes wailing on each other. But I've never seen someone punch a horse. And I wouldn't punch a horse. First off, horses generally seem to be rather sweet creatures, no? They seem pretty mellow and nervous, if anything, which is crazy considering what beasts they are. I mean, no, these are things that we use to ride 20 miles per hour, I guess. You know, we use them to, because they're such physical freaks, to plow horses, pull carriages.
Yeah, they weigh like 1,000 pounds.
They were the primary form of transportation. And also, they have hooves, which often have, you know, steel horseshoes on them. And if you've ever seen a horse kick, I mean, good luck staying conscious, let alone dying. So to go up to a horse that has a cop on the top of it and punch it is all-time psycho behavior. And it begs the question, because this man, he was wearing a satchel bag, and he did seem to be a big guy. Does he have the edge and attitude necessary to play offensive line for our Houston Texans?
Ooh.
Is this what they're looking for? Are they looking for someone willing to punch a horse? Now, I would guess from this video that this guy's maybe 6'2", 280. He's a big guy, okay. Not a huge guy.
So we're looking at guard.
Right.
Guard.
Right. Tackle. He would be undersized. Honestly, 280 is probably a lot. 6'2", 250, and he does look a little chunky. Probably needs to think about investing in a different kind of shirt because it's exposing the belly. And on top of that, like that combined with the male satchel, I don't know.
Yeah, we're trading away the fashion boys, all right?
Correct. He's not part of the Titus Howard, Laramie Tunsil. Well, actually, I mean, he dresses a little bit like that. I could see those guys wearing that because I mean this guy is wearing.
Is it Gucci?
whatever his jeans are, they are so torn, but like clearly on purpose torn,
okay,
that I imagine those jeans cost like a good like $300 or okay. So
he's got, I don't know, American Apparel jeans on?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Texter texted in from the 713. That's assault on a police officer if it was a mounted cop. But the cop didn't get the assault, at least that one, because he did shake off another cop. He gets tackled down, but this guy punched a horse.
No, but the horse is a police horse. So if you strike the police horse, that's striking the police.
Some people are pushing back on the idea that horses are mellow. Tora McJohnson says, horses are sweet creatures. Don't tell that to Christopher Reeves. Okay. Todd the Show says, I've seen some horses that aren't so mellow. Okay. Listen, guys, I'm just trying to tell you. I saw a man punch a horse. Pow! And the horse didn't do anything.
Yeah.
The horse deserved to get a kick in. The horse took it like a champ.
Okay, so didn't wobble.
No, didn't wobble at all.
Okay.
Now, maybe a little more centered because it has like a large man sitting on top of it, but yeah.
It's also, again, 1,000 pounds. Mm-hmm. So it probably takes a bigger punch to knock down a horse, but okay. Yeah. I'm going to come out against punching police horses and all horses in general, unless provoked. But even then,
what are you going to do if you're provoked? Like the horse, like say this horse is an a-hole. Like it's an a-hole horse, one of the crazy ones that is better suited for the rodeo than perhaps a policeman riding atop of it and in rather intimidating fashion riding through the rodeo. Like, even then. If it's the aggressor, Sean, stop. It's not a shark that's going to swim away because it's nervous.
Don't they have – isn't their vision like really weird where they can't see like
– That sounds right.
So, yeah.
Because on streets, they've got those eye things on.
The blinders.
We're talking about this because there's a video that went viral of a man at the Houston Rodeo on Saturday night on the carnival grounds punching a horse and then trying to get away. From the 832, a texter on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. I learned this last night. The officers have to pay for their own horses. Those horses are not issued by the sheriff department or anything. The sheriff foots the bill. Damn. And then they take them to places that could potentially cause injury to the horse, which they have to pay for as well. Okay, so this is basically like their pet. Right? I mean, this is bring your pet to work day. You're riding it around. A little bit different than carrying a Chihuahua or a Yorkie poo and putting it in those, you know, service dog vests. He said with quotation marks.
I was going to say it's the place where this officer has to ask, like, is this restaurant horse friendly?
I actually saw a video in Dallas of some guy who was eating outside at a nice restaurant. And his horse was bridled, is that it? By like a fence post of sorts.
Oh, like hitched?
Hitched, thank you. That's it. That's a better term.
Yeah. Played Red Dead Redemption.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, no. That seems a little bit different. Yes, it probably would have to be a patio situation to bring your dog in should be the rule of thumb. People don't follow that. We lost our way as a country.
I'm cool with people bringing their horse everywhere. I'm not cool with people bringing their dog everywhere.
I think
the dog line has been crossed. It's not just the service dogs, which aren't service dogs.
Now it's just people's pets.
Right.
Like they don't even pretend that's a service dog.
Because the service dog, like service dogs, if you've ever seen a real service dog, I mean, they're amazing. They're amazing creatures. People have taken it over the line, and then they bring their dogs to the bar. The dog freaks out over like a small moment, a flicker. It's you know, a pit bull. It sees a 6-year-old nearby, and it gets hungry. It's stuff like that. People have gone too far with the dogs, and I feel like we haven't gone far enough with the horses. Honestly, if we want to make Texas Texas again, people got to start bringing their horses out and about. Mm. You know, hitch. Now, maybe not when it's 100 degrees outside, because I don't think there's covered horse parking. No. But it would be nice if we could have more horses out and about in public and less dogs. No, Just a thought. 713-780-3776 to call, to text. On YouTube at ESPN Houston. On Twitch at ESPN 975. From B. Hannon, dogs are a great wingman. Have you ever talked to a horse girl? Horses are a much better wingman. They're a much better wingman. There's an erotic element with the horse riders. I've dated somebody who was a horse rider, and I was like, you need to chill a little bit, lady. You need to chill. I don't want to hear these details that you just described to me, okay? Just think about it, the physics and all that stuff. Horses will probably get you further. You know, imagine riding home with someone on horseback. Your dog might be ugly. Like, there's a lot of ugly dogs out there. Or it might, want to eat a three-year-old, which happens. There's a lot of those these days.
He never does that.
He never does that, except for last week. Oh, we couldn't put him down this time. All right. So, NFL free agency is underway. What are the Astros doing with Cam Smith? Laremy Tunsil is a Commander. All that's on the table on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Paul Gallant Show on ESPN 97.5. At ESPN Houston on Twitch. At ESPN 975 on the Twitch as well. At ESPN Houston on YouTube. And also on 92.5, stay put.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.